Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Last month, the Health Minister, Stephen Donnelly, said the majority of children on an active waiting list for scoliosis surgery will have their surgery performed or be given a date for surgery by the end of this year. It was the latest in a series of commitments from this and previous governments when it comes to access to spinal surgeries for children. Well, Brian O'Connell has been looking at just how realistic these new targets are, and Brian is with us now. Good morning, Brian. Brian, are you there? Can you hear
me? Yes, good morning, Claire. How
Brian,
are you?
Brian, I just want to know, when it comes to these commitments and these promises, what has been promised, firstly?
Well, as you said, there have been repeated promises and targets for children waiting on access to spinal surgeries going back many years. We had one-off funding increase, if you remember, of some 19 million euro. It didn't seem to really impact waiting lists or questions as to how that money was used, and it is subject to an audit. And in recent weeks, government has said the number of children waiting longer than 4 months on an active list for surgery, it's forecast to drop from just under 90 to 20 by the end of the year. And then after Christmas, any child waiting longer than 4 months for spinal surgery is going to be offered an operation overseas. There are deals in place at the moment with facilities in London and one in New York as well.
So I know you have some additional detail from Children's Health Ireland just around how they're going to meet the targets, but you did speak to one family who's waiting for surgery.
I spoke yesterday to Gillian Cherish, who in 2017 was told her son Harvey would require urgent spinal surgery. The curve in his spine, Claire, is currently over 110 degrees. It's impacting some of his organs. Given the commitments from both the CHI and the minister, I asked Gillian if they had an update on their much-awaited surgery for Harvey.
He joined the surgical waitlist in February 2022, and then he got a surgery date for April 2023, which was cancelled. We still don't have a date for surgery, but he did have his pre-op checks there about a week and a half ago. So that's a step in the right direction, but we don't currently have any kind of indication of when surgery will take place for him.
And I think it's something that people may not understand. With surgery of this nature, which can be quite complicated, there's a significant amount of preparatory work that needs to happen.
We all know the amount of tests that these children need. A lot of them need sleep studies performed. They need to meet with anesthesiologists. For the kids with spina bifida, they have to meet with neurosurgeons and urologists. There's plastic surgeons involved. OT have to be involved to make sure their wheelchair will be suitable after surgery. Like, there's a lot that goes into just getting one kid through this.
So just in your case, so you've had the pre-op test a week and a half ago. Are you confident that Harvey will have his surgery by the end of the year?
No, not at all. I would like to think he will, and we are willing to allow Harvey be in hospital over Christmas if it means that it will go ahead, because it needs to happen. But at the same time, we've been told that he still needs to meet the neurosurgeon and the urologist.
I mean, I sense a wariness from a lot of families I've spoken to. There was the 19 million euros given some time back. There were commitments way back to when Simon Harris was Minister for Health. So families feel that we've been down this road before, perhaps.
Absolutely, yeah. I think the reason that we're so hesitant now is I remember the feeling of elation as one of the parents that was involved in the Poverty and Pain campaign that helped get the 19 million. And I remember how we were all so elated because we genuinely thought that this was it. Things were finally going to get better.
Well, look, fingers crossed that Harvey gets access to surgery as soon as possible.
Hopefully, anyway.
That's Gillian there speaking about her son, Harvey. So, Brian, what have Children's Health Ireland told you about how they're going to meet the government targets by the end of the year, which is so fast approaching?
Well, what they confirmed actually was no patients had surgery abroad last year, but 20 are confirmed to have spinal surgery in either London, as I said, or New York. This year, a number of patients have already had their spinal surgeries. More will travel abroad this week and then in the weeks that follow. 10 to 15 patients are likely to be outsourced and have their surgeries by Christmas. So there might be some overflow into the early part of the new year. The significant increase would seem to be in the numbers being outsourced for private surgery in Ireland as well. Last year, 42 patients had surgeries performed at Blackrock Clinic. This year, to date, is 35. These were all spinal fusion transfusions, and three CHI surgeons were involved in these surgeries.
And did you ask how these surgeries are going to be paid for?
Well, I asked, when surgeries are outsourced to BlackRock Clinic, are patients required to use, for example, private health insurance, or is the cost fully covered by the HSE? CHI told me no insurance has been used. The HSE is funding these surgeries. Outside of the outsourcing, then, CHI say they're going to continue to use all available theatres, equipment and personnel to maximise surgical output. So they're going to continue to provide an emergency service as well outside of this in a very busy acute hospital settings.
And some of the advocates, they still have questions around these plans and around the targets.
And it's understandable given the numerous commitments over the years. For example, Claire Cahill, I spoke to from the Scoliosis Advocacy Network. She gave me her reaction, Claire, to government commitments and the breakdown as to how targets will be achieved by the CHI. And this is some of what she had to say.
I think, Brian, it's very difficult to be optimistic about CHI meeting the target by year end. You know, we're into November now. They're talking about children travelling to the States for surgery. You know, it often takes many weeks and months for that to happen. And I think it's really important that we note what matters most is completed surgeries.
In terms of the outsourcing, so we can see from the detail provided by CHI, there's outsourcing to BlackRock Clinic in Ireland and then to Great Ormond Street and to New York.
Absolutely, and outsourcing is needed. Personally, I think that the outsourcing solutions have to be just a stopgap measure. We have to start building capacity in our own public system.
What is it you want to hear from any incoming government, Claire?
Well, we want people to make this their red line issue. You know, we've campaigned for many years. We founded our Scoliosis Advocacy Network in 2015, and we have tried to be a strong voice for children across Ireland for all of that time. But it is time that we have the political will and backing behind us. We're a really wealthy country. We can do this. No child should be waiting greater than 4 months, and it is a children's rights issue.
Claire Cahill there from the Scoliosis Advocacy Network. Now, Brian, you can also bring us some up-to-date detail on the latest surgery numbers.
Well, this is information that's going to be published this morning. It brings us right up to the end of last month. And what it shows on the face of it, Claire, is a very significant increase in the number of procedures carried out even in the last 5 weeks. CHI has increased the number of spinal surgeries carried out in 2024. As of the end of October, the number of completed spinal surgeries, 434. That's up some 70 surgeries since the end of September. So quite a significant improvement in the number of procedures. I don't have a breakdown. I did ask on the kind of procedure. So we don't know, for example, how minor or how major those procedures were. There have been a number of other improvements and enhancements, additional staff, for example, surgery theatre. Some of them have had their hours extended starting at 7 a.m. And then since April, they've been holding monthly Saturday clinics for outpatients. That has seen the outpatient waiting list has been reduced by some 42%. So the time patients as well are waiting for a first appointment has also improved. But I suppose, bearing in mind as well that every month roughly 40 new patients are added to the outpatient list, what families, I think, and advocates will want to see is a sustainable long-term plan in place.
All right, Brian, thank you very much. No doubt we're going to hear more about this over the election campaign the next 3 weeks. Coming up next on the programme, Bernard Jackman on Ireland's big challenge at the Aviva tonight.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.